ain't never been nowhere where I deal with these electronics. But y'all just pray for us just a little bit. I'm a little nervous this morning. I know there's a lot of you out there that know me, and I know a lot of you, and I know a lot of you's probably saying, man, I remember what that right there used to do. I'm living proof of what God can do this morning. And that's all I want to proclaim, Jim, is that what God can do in your life this morning. Just a little bit about me. As Jim said, I grew up in Pine Log, just no country boy. We didn't have a high school, so wound up coming to Adairsville. And that's where I graduated from in 1991. It's an honor for me to graduate. I was an honor student. I was kind of in between the valedictorian and the salutatorian. I was right in the middle of them. So, you know, I was pretty smart, Jim. But like I said, I don't have big words. I just love the Lord this morning. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I really don't know what to do. I got to thinking there before I come up here. Trying to figure out where my scripture was. Jim about lost it whenever we was singing up here and praising the Lord this morning. But I'm thankful just to be able to be here. And y'all forgive me, this is the biggest crowd I've ever stood in front of, but that's all right too. But I don't have nothing strange to bring you. Don't have nothing but God's word. And that's all we know. Is God's word. That's all we want to know. But if I could put a title on this morning's scripture, or what the message is going to be, it would be demonstrating our right of choice. We've got so many choices in life that we can make. We make choices every day. I've made a lot of bad choices in life. I've made a lot of good choices in life. Some of my bad choices I've made in life has affected me for a lifetime. Some of the bad choices I've made in life just affected me for a season. But I'm here to tell you, we've got choices to make this morning. And the Lord being my helper, I'm going to tell you about two cases in the Bible where there was choices made. One was for a lifetime, and the other one was just for a season until things could get better this morning. It's found in the book of Genesis, and we all know, and we've talked about it this morning. Nowhere in the Bible can I find where it said that the fruit that Adam and Eve partake of was an apple, but that's kind of what everything has went to. That's what the world sees, that's what I've always known. So we're going to call it an apple this morning. And us as guys, we want to say the reason we sin is because of that woman, right? That's what we want to say. She had a choice, but wait just a minute. We had a choice too. Adam had a choice that he made that he partook of that fruit. Nobody forced it on him this morning. It was his choice. Jim, I'd have been messed up if I'd had to sit in that chair. Get me a little drink of that holy water. I found the book of Genesis chapter 3. Book of Genesis, chapter 3, starting in the 6th verse. And it said, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So here's the scripture that I've got, and like I said, this is about a choice that was made, and she made a choice, but let me go on back just a little bit here. We know that God made the heavens and the earth, and then he come along a few days later, and that he made man, He needed somebody to tend to his fields, all that he had made. And he seen that man was good, but then he said that man needed a helpmate, which was woman. So he put Adam into a deep sleep, and he took a rib from Adam, and he put it and took and made woman, made Eve. So what is going on here with this choice that was made is Eve came along, and God had created her as well out of man, and so she made a choice that she knew that she wasn't supposed to do, because God had told them, said, you can partake of everything in the Garden of Eden except for the tree of knowledge of truth and life, of good and bad. So what did they do? They went on, and they seemed it was good, and then Satan came along. That old sneaky snake, he came along, and what did he do? Same thing he does in our life. He came in and made turmoil is what he done this morning. He came in and made turmoil, and he told Eve, said, you know, that's beautiful. That is for you to partake of. It's not going to hurt you. You're not going to die. But what did she do? She took it and then talked him into taking it. But they had choices here that was made. Both of them made a choice to partake of that, the bad and the evil. And that's the way we are today. We've got choices today in our life that we can make, that we can, they're good or they're bad choices. It's truly, that's what I try to distill in my kids. Don't make the bad choices. People talk about people that's sitting behind bars now. Boy, oh, so-and-so, he got in a mess, and he went to court, and they put him in jail. He's in prison for the rest of his life. He has made a bad choice. Nobody twisted his arm. 9 out of 10 times, nobody twists your arm on the choices that you make. The choices that you make are your own. Own them. There's consequences to our choices. But out of this choice here that was made, this is for everlasting. Sin came into the world at this point in time. That's why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was born into a virgin and sent into this world, that he would walk the earth the same as me and you have. He made good choices all through his walk, because the Bible tells us that he was in a perfect generation. I don't think our Lord Jesus Christ sinned. I don't think that he had a bad bone in him. The only time that I ever remember that anything went on with him, the Bible said that Jesus wept. He was sorrowful because of one of his friends passing, which was Lazarus. He made great choices. He made the path for you and I that we should follow him. The way we follow him is through God's word that was written down through the leadership of God, through men that were followers of God this morning. The choices that they made, the choices that they took, and they run with all their life to write down on scrolls what God had told them. I'm thankful for that this morning. That all we have to do is open up our Bible, and we have got what they struggled so hard to try to remember and chisel down on scrolls or however they could write it. We have got it so easy. Our choices are easy to make if we will follow God. Do what God wants us to do this morning. But this choice that Adam and Eve made, like I said, was for everlasting. Now I'm going to go on a little further and tell you about one that was just for a season. It's found in the book of Jonah. Okay, in the book of Jonah, starting in the first chapter. Now the word of the Lord, and this is in the first verse. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up. There was a choice that he made. Here we go with that choice. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. So here we are, Jonah has made a choice that he was going to run from God. You know, whenever I was dealing with God calling me to preach, I run for about 5 months. And I'm going to tell you something, that was the most miserable 5 months I ever lived in my life. Because I felt like that God was right here on my back the whole time. And he was telling me, son, you know what you've got to do. You know you've got to do it. But Lord, I'm not a smart man. Look at all the things I've done down through life. Let God qualify you. You don't have to be qualified to do a work for God. Let God qualify you this morning. That's what we need. We need obedience this morning to do what God is calling us to do. We all want to come in and we just want to sit in the service. We won't get up and we won't go to the house. What is God wanting you to do this morning? You've got a choice this morning. God is calling somebody to do something this morning, Jim, and they've got a choice that they're fixing to make here in just a little bit when I ask them to come back up and give us a verse of invitation, because we need to have a little altar prayer at some point in time today. But y'all, somebody is supposed to be doing something this morning. You're going to make a choice that you're going to get up out of that seat this morning, and you're going to go out the door and get in your car, and you say, man, I got away from it once again. Everybody know how a yo-yo works? When you get to the bottom of that string, that thing, you throw it hard enough, it'll sit there and spin till you jerk it back. God's going to jerk it back. He's going to bring you back to him. He's going to show you where you need to be, what you need to be doing, and you're going to do it. He will qualify the called. You don't have to be qualified to be called. He will do all of it for you. Lord, I can't read that good. I can't read the Bible. I don't know these big words. Let God qualify you. You may not need but two or three words. I heard a lady one time at one of the church where I used to attend. She said the best message she ever heard. The preacher got up and he said, hell is hot. She said that's the best message she'd heard. Why would it not be? It's a warning of where you're going to go until you accept Christ as your Savior this morning. Amen. That is the truth. It is hot. Jonah made a decision here. He made a choice. God was calling him. He is supposed to go and give a warning to the people of Nineveh. What did he do? He ran. Same as I've done for 5 months. I ran. So the mariners that was on this ship that he was on, when that great wind came and it was battering that ship, they were getting scared. They started throwing cargo off of it, getting rid of all the goods that they had, trying to make this thing make it through. Well, the Bible says that they cast lots. And this is all a superstition on casting lots, was that's what they believed. That if you drew the shortest straw, you were the problem. Guess who drew the shortest straw? Oh, Jonah did. Because he was the one running. He was the one that has caused all this. Because there was turmoil in his life. Because he wasn't following Christ and God like he was supposed to this morning.
How is the turmoil in your life this morning? Do you have turmoil? Hey, I may not be able to see it on you. The pastor may not be able to see it on you. God sees it. God knows it this morning. He knows what's going on in your life. He knows what you do behind closed doors. He knows it all. So when they cast the lots, and like I said, it was superstition. He drew the shortest straw, and they went to him then and said, "What have you done?" Well, he told them, because it goes on over here to verse number 9. And it said, "And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them." They knew it was him. Even though he drew the shortest straw, they knew it was him anyway when he drew that straw. He had something that he was supposed to do, and that was to do a work for God. Hey, I'm telling you, I've really enjoyed coming to church up here. I can see things happening. You had that cave time thing, and you was talking about how people are getting involved and people's wanting to do things. There's great things coming, people. There is a work for you. You're not too old or you're not too young. There is a work for you. God is calling. God is wanting somebody this morning to be a mouthpiece for him. He is wanting it. But this was a choice. And let's go on. In chapter 3, verse 1, and it said, "The word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh." Come to him the second time. He had another chance here to make the right choice. That's one I was talking about a little while ago. This one was for a season. He lived in torment for a little while because that God had created a great fish, which we want to call a whale, to swallow him up when they cast him off of the ship because of what he was doing running. And then the Bible says that it spit him out on dry land. "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go into Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast, and put on the sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the smallest of them." He went and done what God wanted him to do. There was glory in this because the people of Nineveh then, they heard God's word that was sent through Jonah. There was a work done. It was inspired by God. He was sent by God. So when God sends something, he delivers on it. He's going to find somebody to deliver what he's wanting this morning. Amen. Thank God. You know, Jim, I grew up Baptist. Sometimes I think I'm Baptist-costal. Because I have been known to shout. I don't know if... But thanks be to God, the joys that I've had since I went to work for God. There's been times in my life that wasn't that joyful, but praise God, when he comes in and he touches that heart and he gives you that joy, woo, it's worth shouting about this morning. Let's get happy for God this morning. Do what he's wanting you to do this morning. Whew. I try to distill into my kids to make good choices in life, because as I said earlier, these choices that you make in life are what makes you. It is what makes you. And the more we encourage them, the Bible says that iron sharpens iron. If we encourage our kids through the Lord Jesus Christ, through His Word this morning, that iron is sharpened iron. And then it'll start moving on to their friends and their relatives and their schoolmates, whatever it is. Praise God what God can do. If we will just allow Him this morning. Thanks be unto God. Oh, I'm happy this morning, Pastor. Boy, I've been worried to death about this. I said, Lord, I ain't never spoken in front of that many people before. Just an old country boy. And these folks, hey, maybe they won't be that many there because of being 4th of July. I told Jim when he talked to me one time up there at Ace, and he said, I'm going to get you to come. And I said, Jim, man, back years ago, I killed my witness with people on things I've done. He said, well, look what you're doing now. People can see what God will do in your life. And it's not nothing I've done, people, other than choices I've made. God inspired me. God has been in my life. God has sent me blessings that I cannot even begin to tell you about. He is just so good. What are you supposed to do this morning? I brought this up this morning in the 8 o'clock service, and this may hit home with some people. I hope it don't make nobody mad. Jim, if it does, you can take it up with God. We was talking about that forbidden fruit being the apple. Everybody's got one of these. Where's mine at? Everybody's got one of these. Mine ain't an apple. It's a phone. What is the most popular out there? Apple iPhone, correct? Look on the back of it where that little hole's in your case. You see that apple on there? You see that one bite taken out of that apple? There's so much stuff. So many choices we can make with that right there. So many choices that our kids can make with that right there. It's all about our choices. I'm on Facebook, and there's things on there. There's videos you can click on that people that I know I'm friends with on there that they don't follow Christ. They're not Christians, and they'll post old nasty videos. I've got the option. I've got that choice to hit that video and play it or scroll on by it. Today when you get home, you open up Facebook, you're going to say, I believe I'm going to scroll on by that one. That's the whole point this morning. Those choices are easier to make when it's repetitious. They're easy to make when you're working for God. When you worry about the consequences of your choices that you make. Adam and Eve weren't worried about it. They didn't know no different. Jonah was worried about it. He had another chance. So I'm asking you this morning to think about the choices that you've got in life. Think about the choices that you make day in and day out. Think about the choices that's going to affect you and your family. Think about the choices that's going to affect your children. I know my children, I think at one point in time, they've looked up to me. They watch me. The choices that I make affects them as well as it does me. What are your choices this morning? What is your choice? Are you going to follow God this morning? Are you going to do what God's calling you to do this morning? Or are you going to get up and walk out sorrowful? And I hope and pray that you've got another chance as Jonah did. Jonah had a second chance to do what he was supposed to do out of the choice that he made. As the musicians come on, coming to a close, it is very, very, very important when you hear God's word, when it pricks your heart, to adhere to it. Be active to it. Do whatever it is that God's bidden you to do.